from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Another year, baby.
Let's go.
Back to more of our training camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with The Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's Mike. It's Squid. It's The Morning Shift. It's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And this hour is brought to you Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. We are live from Flowery Branch. If you want to go check it out, we put a video out this morning clocking in. Me and Bo walking the field a little bit at the socials at 929 Morning Shifts. So that's a lot of fun. But the vibes are out today, man.
Yeah. Speaking of the socials, you'll be very proud of me. There's a certain guy that always tweets. He's a troll. I've recognized him as just being a troll. Mm-hmm. And he is trying to engage this morning, and I am not engaging with the troll. I refuse to be upset. I am not going to sit here.
Look at you, man.
And yeah. I'm just not going to sit here and play into this. Yeah, but he's 32 and he's this, and the Falcons only get guys with injuries and blah. I hate to break it to you guys, but there's not a lot of NFL players, not a lot of MLB players that haven't had some kind of major injury. You know, injuries are a part of what happens. Our bodies go through things. I'll take a guy that before last season that has the torn biceps, had missed 4 games in like 8 years, okay? I'll take that guy. I'll take a guy that's had 32 sacks in his last 32 games. You know why? Because 1 year, Mike, I think it was in 2021, Matthew Judon had, 22, he had 15 and a half sacks. I think it was 21 or 22, we as a team had like 20.
Yeah. It was anemic.
So I'll take
anemic,
it. Anemic,
to
all
say
right?
the least.
And guess what? When you have a presence like him, you have to play guys differently.
Well, let me stop you there, because this is the question I'll ask. We'll talk about his numbers here in just a second. And I want to, you know, kind of dive in and break down, you know, candidates for extensions and restructures and everything else. But as we sit here right now, what you know of Matthew Judon, because he's a good player. I don't know that, like, you know, I don't know that he's a top 5 edge rusher per se, but I know that his numbers say that he probably is over the last few years that he's played. What are you grading a guy like Matthew Judon? Not the deal, not the trade, just as a player, give me a grade on what you think he might be, what you know about him.
Well, I'm looking at his last – I'll look at his last 3 seasons, albeit 23 had an injury. When you average a sack per game – I would think that's an A.
Okay.
Because here's the deal.
Just straight A, no plus, no minus.
I know, I'm paying you to do one. So you go look at Matthew Judon's numbers. I want to go back to 22. He had 15 and a half sacks, 60 combined tackles, 14 tackles for loss, 28 quarterback hits. The most important numbers in his stat line are sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits. Those are all pretty high for any player. So that's all I need him to do. I don't need him getting interceptions. I mean, yeah, that's great. You know, forcing a fumble. He had a couple of forced fumbles that year as well. Those are important because they create turnovers. But when you move the quarterback, which is what a quarterback hit says, when you make a tackle for loss or a sack, because they're different, they're not the same stat, obviously. That basically he caused right at 30 negative plays. 30. Mm. That's more than one a game. That's almost one and a half a game. So I have one guy causing essentially one and a half negative plays a game, throwing offenses off. So those are drive killers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a freaking A. How can we – if we swing and miss, Mike, then at least we stepped to the freaking plate and we didn't sit in the dugout and never even got our number called.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. You have to contrast what you think of him as a player. I'm right where – I'm going to say A minus B plus. I'm right there with you. But here's what I was saying. I've had this conversation, and it's only been 12 hours since this news kind of came down, right? But the conversations I've had in a short amount of time, and here's what I've come to realize. You know, he's not, I don't think, the get-home-in-the-pocket guy that some of the other, you know, the TJ Watts are, that are going to get you in the pocket, they're going to get you to the ground. You know, even if he is, even if he had 13 sacks this year, right? Let's just say he had 10 sacks this year. Let's say five of those sacks were extra effort, second effort, got you on the legs as you were rolling out of the pocket. Let's just say that. Right? But now I want you to go back to last season, Bo, and I want you to imagine Josh Dobbs running down the sideline, and I want you to imagine Kyler Murray breaking off on multiple thirds down against the Arizona Cardinals, or Justin Fields, or whoever it might be. And imagine how much different last year's season plays out if you have five different or five more second effort sacks on quarterbacks that are trying to escape the pocket. Right, so no matter what, he's 32. He's an extra effort guy. He played well. I don't care. Sacks are sacks, and it's something this team has not had in years. Is somebody? It's second effort or not? We didn't have second effort sacks last year. All right, so no matter what you want to say in terms of the money, it's something we haven't had.
So you want to go back? You just said we haven't had a pass rusher in years. Just say his name. Say the guy's name. The last consistent pass rusher.
John Abraham.
Okay. You know what John Abraham did in his 32nd year on Earth?
He probably reverse pancaked me a couple times. I hope that's not where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Well, we can go there if you want.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to relive those days.
Personally, I wasn't.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I don't want to make anything about you. It's either going to be about me or whatever we're talking about. I mean, let's
be honest.
Continue
with the man's numbers.
2010, it was his 32nd year on planet Earth.
Okay.
He had 13 sacks.
Yeah, that'll work.
I don't know if that – that 2010 defense was good, but how many names could most of our listeners name off of it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could name off probably all of them.
Yeah, Bierman was on that team. Curtis Lofton
I don't think he started.
No, but Curtis Lofton was on that team.
Yeah.
Thomas Dekou was on that team.
Yeah. How about Dante Robinson? Chris Owens?
Was Dante on that 10 team or 11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chris Owens, who was, I think, your other outside starting corner.
Yeah. Unless it was Brent Grimes at the time. I think it might have been Brent.
It was Grimes because Grimes went down in 12.
I think Dante might have had an injury in 10. Chris Owens played a lot that year.
Yeah, I remember Chris Owens vividly. All right, his 33rd year, he had 9.5, which would still be a stellar year for a Falcon.
Last time we had a guy with 9.5.
Beasley when he had.
Come on, dude.
2012, which was his final year in Atlanta, he was 34 years old. He had 10. We cut him because of cap stuff. He goes to Arizona at 35 and only gets he only had 11.5.
Yeah.
So what I'm telling you is stop talking about his age. If I told, and this is what kills me. If you replace Matthew Judon's name with Von Miller, and that was who the Falcons had just traded for, everyone would be running around screaming how great a move it was. There would be a couple of negative guys.
I was going to say, I think there's just people that want to be negative.
You know how old
Von
Miller
is? I don't think it mattered who it was.
You're right. Von Miller's 35.
Yeah.
The problem is the elite pass rush in this league, for the most part, are all older right now because that's why we consider them elite pass rushers in the NFL.
How about this one? I'll go one past Von Miller. I'd be excited for Khalil Mack. He's older than Matthew Judon.
Hey, how old is he?
I think he's 33. Right? I think that's fine. Not only that, I think John Abraham went to a Pro Bowl at 35, if I'm not mistaken, with the Arizona Cardinals. So
yeah, that's when he got 11 and a half sacks.
You know, if you can rush the passer, you can rush the passer. I want to pivot real quick. I want to go to this Kirk Cousins sound because I think talking about the schedule and really opening it up kind of comes back to the Judon conversation. So Kirk Cousins yesterday, he was asked about the urgency for this team because the schedule is a little bit front-loaded.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on teams where, you know, I've started, I think, 1-5, and you look up, and it's like, oh, no. And then we worked our way back, but it's too late. And so you got to get the wind at your back, and you do that by winning early. And so that's partly why training camp, I think, is such an important deal, is you got to hit the ground running when week one gets here.
I love that Kirk said that yesterday, and I think that's so interesting to look at because one of the things that I thought about when Matthew Judon was signed, Bo, is when you go through the Falcons' schedule, and you talk about it being front-loaded, right? Mobile quarterback in week one?
Possibly. We don't know who we'll see.
I would say that it's probable, and I don't know that it's an effective mobile, but it's a couple of guys that definitely think they're mobile.
Well,
if that helps.
Can I tell you one thing?
Yep.
They're mobile enough to run into sacks.
That'll work, too. That'll work, too.
Both of them have a history of that.
All right, so you go with that, right, and you're going through the Steelers. And look, I think Justin Fields is mobile. I don't know that you'll get Justin Fields or Russell Wilson at this point. Russell Wilson still thinks he's mobile, right? Runs into the sacks like you were talking about.
But Justin does, too, with his mobility.
Exactly.
He holds onto the ball too
exactly.
long and then so runs into the guys.
So you're running around, you know, as far as that goes. All right, then what do you have in week two? You're going to Philly.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts mobile?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So Jalen Hurts is going to be a little bit mobile. All right. Then you got week three. You got the Kansas City Chiefs. Pat Mahomes?
He's
going to be mobile?
It's not as much mobile as elusiveness. He has a knack of getting out of the grasp and running around and making big plays.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So I think that brings me back to my point a minute ago that I was making when people say, hey, you know, a lot of his sacks, you know, what are you, 27 over whatever, 2 years, you know, second chance sacks, outside the pockets. I don't care.
Well, how many? Well,
I
Mike,
don't care. All well, these guys want to get out of the pocket. If he's getting them out of the pocket, I'm good with that too.
Well,
there's a reason they left the pocket.
You know what my favorite part about this is? I've been told for years why we needed a mobile quarterback because they can get out of the pocket and you don't get them down the first try. I would tell you how many second-chance sacks has this team had the last few years.
Yeah.
Because if his are garbage sacks because they're second chance, well, hell, we ain't even getting those.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I said ain't because yeah. We ain't.
We ain't.
And we haven't. And so now maybe we will, and that'll at least make us better there.
How about this one? Obviously, in week four, you got the New Orleans Saints. Week five is a Thursday night game against Tampa Bay. Now, Baker Mayfield, not mobile
per
se.
He's Patrick Mahomes elusive.
Do you remember, though, when Baker Mayfield rips off a 30-yarder in the fourth quarter against the Falcons last year?
I remember.
And you couldn't get his legs wrapped up, and you couldn't get him on the ground.
Well, I mean, look at how'd we lose in Arizona? Couldn't wrap up Kyler Murray. How did we lose to the Vikings?
Stop.
We couldn't wrap up Josh Dobbs.
Stop it.
How did we lose to the Bears? We couldn't wrap up or stop Justin Fields.
Stop it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to break. It's the morning shift with Mike and Squid. When we come back, we're going to go in the huddle, get you updated on all of this crazy NFL news. It's just bonkers out there, dude. Stick with us. It's the morning shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As you get older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Deep to left. See you later. Sean Murphy, two-run homer. And Atlanta is into double digits. It's 11-2.
Back here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is the morning shift. I am him, Squid Billy. He is an All-American national champion, Mike Johnson. And we are live from the new home of Matthew Judon, Flowery Branch, Georgia, Atlanta Falcons facilities, training camp, Falcon 1, whatever they call it, Parkway. Mike.
Falcon 1. What is this, Star Wars? Like, Falcon 1. Get out of here. Nothing but good vibes this morning,
Dylan,
I'll say that.
Dylan played Sean Murphy's home run last night as the Braves went off offensively. And I got to tell you something, Mike. I think it's a good sign. Matt Olson goes oppo. Sean Murphy hits a home run. I tell you what, that offense is really heating up.
Are you doing an impression of somebody that I'm not picking up on?
No, that's not an impression of anybody. I'm really just kind of making fun of myself because every time Matt Olson hits a opposite field ball, I'm like, oh, man, it's a good sign.
I tell you what, man, you put together an 11-win Braves game with a Matthew Judon edge rusher signing both in one night for Atlanta fans. It's like, I can't wait to even wake up in the morning and talk about this. I tweeted that out yesterday. I was like, dude, I cannot wait to do the show tomorrow.
So when you guys know I stay in Flowery Branch. I stay in Buford with my good buddy of mine from college when we do the back-to-back shows because it's just, you know, it's a lot of driving and his family.
It's good ways from Woodstock.
Yeah, and his family is you know, I'm Uncle Bo to his kids, and one of his oldest was her first ever middle school volleyball match.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And so I hop in my buddy's truck, and we ride to Greater Atlanta Christian, and there was some Buford. They were Buford kids. They were playing. And I'm sitting there, and they were in between one of their games. You know, they do matches, but it's like a couple of, I guess, I call them games a match is, what, three games or whatever?
Yeah.
And they're in between one. And they're all talking to me, and I'm like buried in my phone. I'm real quiet, and they're like, what's going on? I go, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Just leave me alone for a second.
I know exactly what time this was,
and I go, I think the Falcons just got Matthew Judon. I think the fact is, guys, I gotta do more work. And I'm like, I'm looking at every little thing. I'm texting with you and Dylon.
Yeah.
I'm texting with Archer, Dave Archer from Falcons Radio Network. Like, I'm just going crazy, and I was just consumed so much that I forgot to put Michael Harris in my starting lineup last night.
I did the same thing, dude. I did that, and honestly, I thought about it, and Michael Harris, and I've talked a couple of times about my fantasy team, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Kyle, I can't remember his name right now, from the Astros. Kyle Tucker from the Astros. I had all three of those. I've had all three of them on, like, the 60-day injured list, and it's been unbearable. So yesterday when Michael Harris is coming back, I'm going, I know he's been hot in the minors, but I'm just going to give him a day or two before I stick him in my starting lineup and remove some of the other guys that are, you know, have been playing. And then, of course, the first inning tater, the grand slam for Michael Harris yesterday. But really just the Braves spent all last night running away from the San Francisco Giants. After two straight games of having to go to extra innings to get the win, last night was, I don't know, I don't want to call it over in the first inning after what we saw this past weekend against the Rockies. But last night, Robbie Ray just could not find the grip on the ball. And this game felt like it was over in the first inning if Grant Holmes could hold up his end of the bargain, which he did, Bo.
Yeah, Grant Holmes goes 7 with 6 strikeouts and 2 earned. He did give up 8 hits, and both of the both of those
taters.
Hits were home runs.
Yeah, taters.
But here's what I'll give you. Here's Robbie Ray's stat line last night. 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, which is the Harris home run, grand slam. 5 earned runs and 3 base on balls. 2 of them were hit by pitches. Here's the Braves starting pitching in the first 3 games of this 4-game set in San Francisco. 20 innings pitched, allowing 17 hits. Now, I will say it's unfair because 8 of those were Grant Holmes's, but he got out of everything.
Yeah.
4 earned runs, 26 strikeouts, 2 base on balls. Let me reread that for you. 4 earned runs.
Tell us again.
26 strikeouts, 2 mm-hmm. base on balls, and 20 innings pitched. It has been a phenomenal series for starting pitching for the Braves.
Yeah. Why is this team, real quick, and we got to go in the huddle, but why is this team so Jekyll and Hyde? Like, why is it win 6 of 7, lose 6 of 7, awful comeback, loss on Sunday, and then you rip off 2 straight games where you win in extra innings?
Well, the easy answer for me right off, as soon as you said Jekyll Hyde, I said injuries. Because your consistency, keeping guys in the lineup, you know, you don't have a full lineup that you're used to where when guys have down days or weeks that you can overcome it. I would also, though, struggle and say I have questioned, and the more the season goes on, I question leadership in the locker room. And it's rare you do that with the Braves team, but I just wonder who's the guy that the team can rally around in the locker room, and I wonder if that guy's on the IL right now.
Yeah.
Multiple guys might be on the IL that do that.
I think you're probably right. Speaking of injuries, though, unfortunately, let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
The news of the day in the NFL yesterday, Matthew Judon to the Falcons. We'll continue to cover that. Up one side and down the other yesterday, but a couple of other news to get to around the NFL. Yesterday, it didn't look good at first, Bo. Jordan Addison gets the ankle injury up there at Vikings practice. He was carted off, but evidently only going to miss maybe one day. So a little snippet of good news for the Vikings in an otherwise off season that has been just riddled with less than stellar stuff going on.
I would say that it was that's a great, you know, who the happiest person on earth is, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Because he goes up there and goes, you know what? This is the best team I've ever had around me offensively.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson.
That's the best offense he's been in. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then Jordan Addison goes down, and you're just like, and then on top of that, J.J. McCarthy had his meniscus surgery, and it was a full meniscus.
I don't know if Sam Darnold was so upset about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, this is what happens when you get early. You're happy early in the day about, oh, yeah, J.J. McCarthy's going to miss the whole year.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you. And then Jordan Addison goes down, you're like, no.
I will be interested. I don't know that J.J. McCarthy was put on IR. I don't know that that's a season ender, so that might be one of those August 28th IRs.
They're saying that he's lost for this. The reports are he's lost for the season.
All right.
And if that's true, he'll be the first rookie quarterback since the draft, common draft began in 1967, that was selected in the first round and will miss the entire rookie season because of said injury.
I do want to update people. Yesterday, news kind of coming out. Dan Campbell sits in the press conference, and he's asked about Jahmyr Gibbs. Dan Campbell, his update was basically, I think he's okay. There was a number of talk about the hamstring issue, and they were fearing that there might be, you know, something with the ACL. They wanted to get images. We talked about it, man. He's a Dalton guy. He's a Georgia Tech guy. He was an Alabama guy. The Lions jumped up earlier in the draft than anybody thought they would, and they grabbed Jahmyr Gibbs. He ends up being a great player for them last year. But that's a team with very high hopes this year. And according to Dan Campbell yesterday, Bo, he's going to be all right. He looks like he's going to be all right. He's like, I think we missed everything on that. So that's good news for Lions fans nonetheless. So.
Well, that's great news. I mean, that's absolutely great news for them. And that's a team that obviously will be battling with the Vikings and the Packers for that division. And Detroit, I'm just going to say this. When I heard that Jahmyr Gibbs thing, Detroit, they've had a couple injuries in the secondary already this year. They don't deserve it. They deserve to have a few good years
seriously,
as a fan base.
Seriously, they've been through enough. Listen, even though Amon-Ra St. Brown did not make any fans down in Atlanta a couple weeks ago when he talked about the city of Atlanta, but that's neither here nor there, and you don't wish injury on any of those. Speaking of injuries, though, okay, so here got two more. Mark Andrews was in a car accident on the way to practice yesterday. Pretty significant car accident from everybody that was kind of aware of what happened. He comes out of the car accident. He shows up at the team facility. The medical staff checks him out. They kind of give him the thumbs up and the A-OK. He goes to team meetings like nothing ever happened. It reminded me a lot of the Cam Newton rollover from a few years back, even though Cam was pretty dinged up after that. But it was like he really escaped some serious injury along the way. So that's good news for him as well as Parker. As Mark Andrews goes, I don't know, top three, top four probably tight ends in the NFL?
He's in there. He's top five, no doubt. Yeah. He's had a great career. He has as much credit as we give Lamar Jackson for being a great player that he is. You know, you look at what Mark Andrews has done in the teams in the same, they're in the same draft. Mark Andrews has 40 touchdowns in his career with Lamar Jackson.
He's been unbelievable.
I mean, just been phenomenal.
Yeah. All right. So, look, we got to go to break. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. When we come back, more on the Matthew Judon news that came down in Flowery Branch yesterday. That's where we're at. That's where we're sitting right now. You also get a mic'd up. Man, me and my wife been going back and forth on birthday party invites. What's fair? What's foul? But it's only Thursday. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch.
On this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Morning Shift rolling on up here in Flowery Branch. I'm a happy man. I got my coffee. I got my edge rusher. I got my Braves blowout victory last night. So everything's in a good mood. We're rolling on a Thursday. It's Mike and Squid, the Morning Shift light, I guess you'll call it. Bo's knocking out his Mio right now. It just looks weird. He's always got those colorful smart waters over there. It's just strange.
Well, I'm not the one that needed 45 packets of sugar to have your coffee.
I asked you for a packet of sugar, and you walk in here and throw 45 packets of Splenda at me, and now I need an insulin shot.
That's not how it went down. First off,
that's exactly how it
went
down.
He texted me. I'd walk to the other room. He texted me, bring sugar with like 10 exclamation points.
Why are you lying on air?
So I go. Was there or was there not an exclamation point?
Was there 10?
I might have miscounted. I misremembered how many, but there was one.
There's just one. Jersey Mike's voucher.
So okay. I go in there, and there's not just sugar. There's like Sweet and Low, and there's another version of Sweet and Low, and then there's another version. There's like four different versions. So I just said, I don't know which version he wants, so I'll bring him multiples.
Nonetheless.
And I was trying to, trying to do a good deed, and you're just not grateful for
anything. Very good cup of coffee, nonetheless. I will say, Bo is our resident capologist, so we're going to talk zeros here in just a minute.
Like I would be the worst of the worst, but I've read numbers.
The financier, Squidbilly. You know, if you want to invest your money with a guy from Paulding County.
Yeah, all I need to do is I need to give you my bank account so you can route your money into my bank account, and I will manage
it
for
you. Sure, read
your
bank account out loud on air. That's always going to be a good idea. Look, here's the thing. Yesterday, I believe it was the number was right around the Falcons are $3 million under the cap. So let's kind of walk through this, Bo, and we'll get to a mic'd up in just a minute. Let's walk through what needs to happen today to kind of make this Matthew Judon thing work. Now, you send the third-round pick up to the Patriots. They were not going to extend Matthew Judon, even though they have $45 million in cap room to be able to do that. So it doesn't really matter at this point what Matthew Judon will get average annual value for the Atlanta Falcons. I think, in my opinion, he was due $6.5 million. I think it's going to probably be north of 15, somewhere between 15 and 20. But I'll be interested to see. But that's neither here nor there right now, because in order to make this happen, you have to move some money around. So who are the candidates, Bo, for restructuring, and how soon do you think that extension gets done?
Well, I think A.J. Terrell is the first one that comes to mind. And, I know I've heard other people give exact numbers. Oh, you could get $9 million back with him.
And he's due 12 this year and the last year of his due.
Yeah, his cap hit is for this year is $12.3 million. So, you know, you could extend him. And then remember, an extension doesn't start count – your big money's not going to count against you until next year when you extend a guy. But you could turn that $12.3 million into maybe – and use some of that as a kind of turn it into a signing bonus, right? And give it up front. And then his cap hit could be $2 or $3 million this year, right? And you could save $9-10 million based on that.
So let me stop you right there. Do you think the Judon move and the fact that you do have to restructure, does that make you feel like AJ's contract extension is imminent?
What makes me think that that's imminent is that I saw reports, whether they're true or not, not sure. But it was decent source I saw. I think it was Aaron Wilson, the reporter who covers in NFL. He said that Simmons was kind of winding down when he was here with the Falcons visiting, and one of the guys there was A.J. Terrell, which tells me that he's in lockstep with the front office on what's going on. As far as, you know, they've kind of said, look, we're going to bring in these guys. And they've been in good talks because A.J. Terrell's in the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
So he's basically playing – of course, his $12 million is guaranteed this year, right? But other than that, he has no guaranteed money moving forward.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see.
That tells me that. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But Grady was also there as well. He's another guy that could be a candidate because next year is the last year of his deal. And he'll be under, and he is due. His cap hits 20.3 this year, and it's 20.3 next year. So I think that, and this is a guy. You know, you guys want to talk about age? Grady Jarrett, who I think is still a hell of a player, is coming off a major injury, and he's 31 years old, and we're relying on him. So I think when we do that, we got to be careful with when we want to throw age at people constantly. We can't do this, major injury, age, blah, blah, blah. To me, I think he would be a guy that you maybe send out a couple years as well.
Yeah, last one before we hit mic'd up because we got to get there. Chris Lindstrom. I mean, that's a guy that's not going anywhere. Obviously, this is the first year of his extension. What do you think about pushing zeros around on him?
No, I think it's too early for that with him. Yeah. I think that's now you don't
still got, what, 5 years ahead of
yeah,
him?
Yeah, you don't extension. Start – That's you don't start doing guys that have that many years left. That's a bad precedent, and it just really backs you into a corner if anything ever goes wrong.
All right, Dylan, let's hit him mic'd up.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
It's a simple question in the Johnson household these days: asking for plus ones. Asking for plus ones to a party you've been invited to or a wedding you've been invited to. I've had multiple people in my life that have asked for plus ones to my wedding. I don't mind it. The more the merrier. But as I move into this era of my life, My 4-year-old is having a birthday party this weekend. You know that if you've ever thrown a birthday party at an actual space for kids, it goes by the numbers. All right, so let me just throw this out there. We got estimates anywhere from $20 to $50 per child coming to this birthday party for the places we priced. We settled somewhere right in the middle. We invited, let's just somewhere between 15 and 20. Here's how many showing up. 25. 25 are now showing up because parents continue to call and say, hey, Johnny's going to come. We're going to bring Johnny to his birthday party. Can we bring Jimmy too? And maybe little Susie. That would be great. I personally love it. I'm like, dude, my kid is 4. Pile it on. Bring it on in here. My wife, however, thinks it's bad form. Right? You're like, you know you have kids. You know we're paying, you know, $30, $32 a head for these kids to come here. And, Bo, you haven't entered this era of your life, but I'll just get your input from this really quick. Is it bad form to ask for a plus one when you've been invited to a party?
Yeah, I think so. Look, if you have kids that age, you know you're paying, and you know that they're coming out of pocket, and you're just adding on to the expense. I mean, why don't you say, hey, why don't you do this? Hey, I know that Johnny's coming, but we want to bring Toby as well, but we'll cover Toby's fee. We'll cover that. We know you guys are coming out of pocket. And then that way, you know, you don't look like the a-hole.
Right.
And then you will for saying,
are there extra tickets available for Toby and Susie? That's what the question that you're saying should be asked.
Well, not just that, but like, hey, yeah. See,
did you guys have a head count at your wedding? Like a, you know, number you had to stay under? Or were you, I feel like Bo probably got married in like a pasture somewhere.
No, it was a farm. It was a barn, yeah.
That's where pastures are. Those are on farms.
The pasture was in the back.
Okay.
We had almost 200 people, I think.
But, I mean, like, so my thing is there was, y'all were just wide open. Like, ours was very calculated to the seat.
No, we
it wasn't black tie.
We got to a certain point, and I was like, we got to stop inviting people. Like, we're getting too many people in here. And it was starting to get expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, Wes made the cut, though. He's sitting in here with us. He made the cut. The Durhams were there.
Look, we got to go to the wake-up call, man. The phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. What do you think about this Matthew Judon move? What does it mean for the Atlanta Falcons? And just maybe if you want to weigh in, is it okay to ask for a plus one to a party? That's coming up on the other side. It's the wake-up call. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Mike and Squid, Sports Radio, 92.9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.